Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's Sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
We are joined by Paul Mills, the head men's basketball coach at Wichita State. Had their media day today. Coach Mills, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So you've been talking to a bunch of media members. What was the best question you were asked today?
Man, that's a good one. Are the
tough
Astros...
to think of one, isn't it?
Yeah, are the Astros as bad as the White Sox, considering they were only 2 days removed from vacationing at the same time? So,
That's a low blow.
I had to remind them. I think the White Sox season was over 3 months earlier. So,
if not five.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So we're all very curious about this basketball team. It's an interesting makeup of a roster because there are quite a few guys that we're familiar with that played roles on last year's team and had moments of positivity. But there's also a lot of newcomers, including some transfers that are intriguing as well. It's an interesting roster. Is it an interesting team? What's the team been looking like on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, guys have been great. You know, we've had them all here except for Mate. Mate is from Croatia, so Mate got here at the start of school in August. But we've had everybody else here since the beginning of June. So that ability just to have them on campus, the fact that, you know, we get access to them, we can go through workouts, and just seeing who they are as people, how they fit with one another. That whole process is fun to me. And, you know, we do have five of the top seven from a year ago returning and feel as if everybody's gotten better. You know, of that group, you had Ronnie and Bijan, who were only able to play half the season and felt like it took them a little bit of time to get acclimated. So to have those guys who've kind of been with us the entire time and being able to play in addition to the new guys, and felt we've been able to address needs that were there, and feel everybody's optimistic about this time of year, but feel really good about this group.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, you had five of your top seven come back, but I got to ask, because this day and age in college athletics, how tough is it to build a program when everybody can jump to the portal and take off, or you got to go there to find guys to fill your roster? How difficult is that for you? Because I can't imagine the stress it puts on you halfway through a year when you know some kids are probably going to be gone.
Yeah, I would tell you. You know, unfortunately, it is a situation where I think there's a lot of turnover year after year. I mean, we only ended up with three transfers, which was the lowest in our conference. There were several teams in our league that had double-digit transfers, and the average was a little north of eight. And so you do realize that it is the current climate, not only of just college basketball, but college football and so forth. So there is a lot of turnover. I feel bad for fans. I think the days of having the Fred Van Vliet's and Ron Baker's here for 4 years, where fans can grow accustomed to knowing a guy and watching his game improve, I think a lot of those days are – That's going to be history moving forward. But I will tell you, I mean, you need buy-in. I mean, there's no such thing as one foot in, one foot out. You're either fully committed or you're not. And so there's really no halfway commitment. And I would tell you that there may be teams that experience, hey, we know this guy's leaving in January. I fortunately have never had to deal with that. You know, during any of my time anywhere, whether it was at Baylor, ORU, and even last year's group, I thought and a testament to that was being able to win games down the stretch and being able to win games at the conference tournament. But Felcher had a group that was all in, and I feel that way about this group. I just think we've added some pieces and depth that put us in a position to have a better record.
Paul Mills with us, head basketball coach for the Shockers. They open the season with an exhibition game October 27th against Emporia State, a road game, their regular season opener at Western Kentucky on the 4th of November, and then the home opener, Montana State visiting Coke Arena on Saturday, November 9th. I want to follow up on Jason's question a little bit and kind of go back to the roster construction, because we're still fans of college basketball. I was in the media forever, but I was in the media because I love college basketball. So you have a team that's laden with a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. You also have some younger players, but really a lot of seniors. In this day of the transfer portal at a school like Wichita State, how has that changed your recruiting strategy? Is it ideal to try to get transfer seniors to come to your school? I guess I'm just trying to figure out how it all works, Paul. What was your thought process when you were constructing this roster? Because you also have a couple of highly thought of freshmen on this team. How do you get them enough time on the floor to keep them content?
Yeah. I don't know that any player will ever be content. They all want to play 40. They all believe they can play 40. And so I do think that that's part of the development process, is you know, we talk pretty early about what development looks like and how it goes. And the reality is, especially when you're younger, is you don't know what you don't know. And you've never experienced a college weight room. You've never experienced a practice, an individual, much less competitively seeing what else is out there, not only from a non-conference perspective, so from a conference. So we are pretty upfront about all of the trials and tribulations that players go through, but we do try to let them know that, man, we're here to walk with you through this. Going back to the question about getting older guys, you're going to win with older guys, in my opinion, the more experienced guys. I remember Rick Barnes is a really good friend and was talking to him one time, and he was telling me how this guy named Kevin Durant was getting beat every day in competition. And I remember thinking, like, man, if a freshman Kevin Durant can't beat these 22-year-olds, he was 18 at the time, I was just like, there's no freshman in the country that's really going to be able to understand. Now, as the season went on, obviously Kevin had a terrific career the one year that he was there at Texas. But it is a situation where 22-year-olds are usually going to be better than 18-year-olds. And the old adage of get old, stay old, I've experienced teams that have won, and it's usually with a more experienced team. And having guys who've kind of been through the gauntlet and understand the competitiveness night in and night out, because the majority of these games are 1 and 2 possession games. And I think the older, more experienced guys understand the value of every single possession and how it translates to the final score.
I'm going to follow up real briefly on that, because this topic just intrigues the heck out of me. So I agree with you. Older, experienced players make a big difference. They're a positive. But are we going to see schools bring them in for just 1 year? We spoke earlier about the days of watching a player develop as a fan, watching a kid go from a freshman who may be struggling a little bit to being an all-conference junior or senior. You mentioned those days are over. And with all these seniors, how do fans develop some kind of a bond with players who are just here for a short amount of time?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, it is kind of the climate today that you have guys that come in, they're here for a while, and then they leave. I do think that with freshmen, it either has to go one of two ways. Like, they have to know and they have to be able to play, or they have to know that they're coming in and it's going to be a redshirt year. You know, we were able to do that last year. We had a young man, Giannis Bamba, and we let him know early that this was going to be a redshirt and just how to embrace that. And so I do think that I say this a lot to our players, that it's unkind to be unclear. And I think what you have to do is you have to have hard conversations with them and their families about what this looks like moving forward. So will college basketball, I think if you look at the teams that were able to flip it, South Carolina, for instance, in the SEC, they finished second last year, tied with Alabama, and had a went and got a whole bunch of older guys. Seton Hall did the same after having a bad first year, ended up winning the NIT championship. But I do think that everybody's trying to upgrade their roster. And if you can find a more experienced player while being very transparent with your current guys, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, Coach, I got just curious on your thoughts of the conference this year. What do you see? Who's going to be tough? And where do you see Wichita State falling in that?
Yeah, I'd like to say I see Wichita State winning it all, but we need to play some games in order to really figure out where we're at. We were able to scrimmage Oklahoma State on Saturday, and so that was a good test for us, just being able to see where we were compared to where we were a year ago and what areas have we actually made progress in. But I will tell you, I think UAB is in a great situation. They won the conference tournament last year. They have the player who's predicted as the player of the year, but he was the defensive player of the year a year ago. So if you have one player who can be both the most dominant defensive player and the most valuable player, you're in a pretty good situation. They ended up with three teams on the preseason all-conference. I think Memphis will be good. They've been good. I think they'll continue to be good. And then I think you see a lot of teams. North Texas added a lot of experience. We've added a lot of experience. USF, South Florida from last year, has a number of core pieces returning from a regular season conference championship. And I will tell you that any time that you go on the road in this league, it's going to be tough. I experienced that a year ago when our team did. So, but I do feel that if you look at UAB, if you look at Memphis, those right now, and they were predicted as such during the conference preseason rankings, that those two teams will be extremely good.
Final moment here with Paul Mills. We appreciate his time. Very busy, we understand. Shocker basketball, that's what we're talking about. So of the newcomers, of the guys that are new to your program, give us a couple names, because I'm curious who's made an impression. Last year, this team played hard and consistently fought and had good moments, but sometimes the shooting fell flat. Have you been able to find shooters?
To
replace a Colby Rogers.
Yeah, I will tell you that I thought our biggest need, we needed to find people who could convert free throws. And, you know, we had opportunities in a number of games where free throw percentage just wasn't what it needed to be. We were 69%. The other day in our scrimmage, we ended up shooting 77%. I think we need a team that can convert from the free throw line. So we needed to get Quincy Ballard needed to improve, and he's done that. But that's where shooting for us needed to come in. We do need depth in order to be able to be competitive from the three-point line from a spacing perspective. So to be able to add Justin Hill from Georgia, Justin averaged double digits at Georgia. He was third in the SEC in assist rate. And so anytime you can get a guy who, man, you know what, you played at a high level, you were amongst the top three passers in that league, you shot it really well, and you can score. He provides a different look and a level of physicality that's really rare in this league from what I experienced from a year ago, because when you look at him, he's built like a fire hydrant and can get wherever he needs to on the floor. AJ McGinnis was a 40% three-point shooter from Lipscomb. He also played at Cincinnati, but that's kind of what he's known for, is his ability to knock down the three ball. And then Corey Washington does a phenomenal job. He was at St. Peter's, was an all-conference player, led those guys to the NCAA tournament. He's a guy who can get to the free throw line at a high level, but you can get there and not be able to convert them. Fortunately, he can convert them. And so I think with the pieces that we've added, feel good about where they add up in our current lineup.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's not very far away. The Shockers with an exhibition game in 10 nights, a week from Sunday. Paul Mills has been our guest. Paul, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Bob, let me publicly tell you, I haven't privately told you this either, but I'm such a big baseball fan, and all the work that you did in order to make sure that Jackie Robinson statue was replaced. I just drove by there the other day. From just being a baseball fan, I just want to say thank you.
Well, that's nice of you to say, and I'm going to try to get you to throw out one of our first pitches next spring, okay?
It'll be slow and in the dirt, but I'll be happy to do it.
Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.